105 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Community amplified.
And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music's seeping through. The next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys and with my troops, yeah.
Hi, this is Robert Hilburn, and welcome to Rock and Roll Times, where we play great music from various genres and decades. Let's look at the traumatic pop scene in 1970, when the Beatles called it quits. The question in the rock world was, who would take the place of the world's greatest rock band? Two American groups, The Band and Creedence Clearwater, were cited as possibilities, but England so dominated rock that British bands were most often cited as candidates. The list was topped by the Rolling Stones, who had been runners-up to the Beatles for years. Let's start tonight with the power and craft of the Stones. 88.5, The SoCal Sound, from Huntington Beach to La Crescenta.
Mm, yeah.
But the Stones faced strong competition in England from The Who, which ended the 1960s with the gala concept album Tommy, and began the 1970s with the spectacular Who's Next album. Here's a song from Tommy and two songs from Who's Next.
Thank you.
Kinks didn't have the flash and stability of The Who, but the brilliance of Ray Davies's songwriting gave them a long shot chance at the leadership role, and they delivered nicely in the 1970s. 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
This is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases and reissues coming out this week. The Church are slated to release Lacuna. Silver Sun Pickups will drop Tender Hooks, produced by Butch Vig. Under the Streetlights from Michael Markagi is set for release. Tales from the Topographic Ocean from Yes will see its Super Deluxe edition. And Joe Bonamassa will release B.B. King's Blues Summit 100, a 32-track project celebrating B.B. King's centennial birthday, with 40 musical guests, including Buddy Guy, Derek Trucks, George Benson, also Keb Moe, Michael McDonald, Slash, Shamika Copeland, Larkin Poe, and many others. Roberta Flack with her songs, The Atlantic Albums from 1969 to 78, will be released on a box set. Nico and Friends box set of live performances with Lou Reed, John Cale, Brian Eno, Tangerine Dream, and many others is also slated for release. For more music news and information you can use, listen to More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Thanks to the businesses and organizations that choose to support the SoCal Sound and Bilingual Sounds. Business sponsors help make these stations' programming possible. Learn more at thesocalsound.org and hit the Become a Sponsor button.
Pledge through the app.
Rock out through the app.
Live through the app. The SoCal Sound app. Community amplified.
Thank you.
everybody's a star, and everybody's in movies. It doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you've hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Looks very much alive, and he looks up ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. Avoid stepping on Bela Lugosi, cause he's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty Davis, because hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, cause she's not very tough. She should have been made of iron or steel, but she was only made of flesh and blood. Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any. Walk along Hollywood. celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die.
Pink Floyd was another long shot candidate based on the psychedelic flavor of its 1960s albums, but the group didn't gain widespread attention in the U.S. until The Dark Side of the Moon in 1973. 88.5 The SoCal Sound. We'll be right back.
music for free.
Yeah, I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
You just told me it was a pumpkin time, but he was asking why.
Thank you.
about. And who deny it's what the fighting's all about. Out in the way, it's a busy day. I've got things on my mind. The part of the price, a tear in the sky.
To close the show, we turn to Led Zeppelin, which became a commercial sensation in the U.S. and Britain in the late 1960s. But early Zeppelin was so trashed by critics that few people thought of them as the leaders of rock. By the 1970s, however, the group's sonic assault finally gave them a strong backing. In the end, however, no group was able to unseat the Stones as the head of the pack in the 1970s. Here are two early Zeppelin tracks. Thanks for listening, and have a great week. 88.5, The SoCal Sound. Good night, Sherman Oaks.